This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, April the 1st. April Fool's Day. I'm not fooling. It is April the 1st. I am Marilyn Weston. In this hour, you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me and my team. Last Saturday included special features from home care specialist Nicole Troiano of Retire at Home and hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Each show is unique and shares information intended to educate you and empower you so you can make informed decisions. And the shows are archived on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And the shows are also podcast on Zoomer Radio. That means if you wish to share or revisit an interview, all you have to do is log on to my website or the podcast on Zoomer Radio. So feel free to revisit, share, and have questions. If you do, then you can always call me at 416-504-6777. Now, marilyns.ca also includes a list of my team and links to their websites, so you are connected. If you wish to reach any of the people on my team and have a conversation, they all offer you a complimentary consultation. We'll call it a conversation because there's no obligation. You can ask your questions, get your personal answers, and proceed as you need to from your specific needs. To contact any one of us, if you prefer conversation, then you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. That's my store, Marilyn's, and I've had a couple of people say, well, I thought you only worked on Saturdays. No, the store is open Monday to Saturday. I'm there most days between 10 and 3, and as the wardrobe doctor, I'm a personal stylist, and I have a staff, so we will dress women of all ages and lifestyles. Mature women have a place to go to find clothing that will establish and give them information so that they can have a wardrobe, not just a full closet. So if you wish to speak to me, speak to one of my team, I'm happy to put that together. And if you have questions and we're not addressing them on this show, feel free to give me your input because that's how I grow my team. The objective is to have the information in this hour so that you can get started and be thinking in a direction that's positive and moving you forward in your life. So that number, you'll hear it throughout the show, is 416-504-6777. Today, as usual, a busy show. We're going to start with money and talk with Darren Farwell of Scotia Wealth Management. Then we'll hear about Immortal Chi, a show coming to Flatow Markham Theatre. We're going to get advice from our happiness and fulfillment coach, Charles Hanna, of the author of Hire. And we're going to chat with senior move manager, Laurie Bell, who's on the road today and has a happy story for us, and accessibility expert, Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Centre. So let's get started. We'll have a few messages from my team, and then senior wealth advisor Darren Farwell continues our education about retiring on our own terms and doing that by investing tax efficiently. So I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
I'm Jeffrey Kerr with RE/MAX Unique. If you or someone you know with a mobility challenge is looking to buy or sell a home or condominium, I can help. Call 416-928-6833 or visit accessiblehomefinder.com.
The Bagel House. Montreal-style bagels, boiled and baked in a wood-fired oven. That perfect chewy texture, covered in poppy or sesame seeds. The Classic Bagel. 5 locations in the GTA. Open 24 hours. Visit thebagelhouse.com.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loyst was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loyst, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And without money, you can't go very far in this world. And you work hard for it, so I think you'd like it to work hard for you or harder for you. And one thing I've learned is that that's possible if you have the right GPS. And our GPS is Darren Farwell of Scotia Wealth Management. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So last time you gave us several good reasons to have life insurance. What do you have for us today?
Well, I wonder. You did mention it's April Fool's Day, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope the Toronto Maple Leafs aren't fooling us into thinking they're actually going to make the playoffs this year. But, Maple Leafs are always on my mind. I wanted to start today, actually, before I started talking and continuing my discussion about the five reasons for owning life insurance, by sharing an interesting conversation I had with a banker this week. You know, I know I've read, and Marilyn, you've probably read over the years, a lot about how baby boomers have had it so easy. Well, there's one way that us, and I say us because I was born in 1958, so I'm right in the middle of the pack. There's one way baby boomers have actually had it historically bad. You see, as baby boomers, when we were buying homes in the late 60s, 70s, and 80s, mortgages were actually historically high. Marilyn, I see you putting your hand. Do you remember 12%, 18%, 22% mortgages?
22% resonates in my brain. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
There were five-year mortgages at 22%. So when we were borrowers, as baby boomers, we paid historically high interest rates. Well, since the late 80s, interest rates, of course, have come straight down. As a result, now, when we have savings, having worked our whole lives and saved our money, and we want to lend that money by buying GICs from the bank, for example, which they use to finance mortgages. So when we buy a GIC, we're actually lenders. As baby boomers, we get historically low rates. So GICs today pay, 1.5%, 1.75%. In the 80s, if you had money to lend, if you were buying GICs, you would have earned well more than 12%. So as baby boomers, we got the worst of both worlds.
Never heard that before. So once again, my jaw drops. And you're not fooling, even though it's April Fool's. So where does that take us?
Not fooling.
I know there's a good message in there somewhere.
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because life has been, quite wonderful. But we did get the worst there. It's that huge slide in historically low interest rates that brings me to our happy story today. Low guaranteed rates, well, in some cases, no guaranteed rates. There are lots of accounts out there like checking accounts and savings accounts that don't pay any interest at all. Low guaranteed rates have caused more people to turn to, of all things, life insurance as an investment. Marilyn, over the last few weeks, I've been reviewing the five reasons to own life insurance at this stage in life. One was to cover the risk of loss of income. Two, so you can leave a minimum estate to your beneficiaries. You might decide we want each child to have $500,000 when we pass on, and that means we can spend the rest of it while we're alive. Three, so you can cover potential estate taxes due on death. If you remember our story from last week, that's what Randy's neighbor did. He bought life insurance to cover the forecast tax on the family cottage just to make things easier for the kids. Number four, insurance can be a tax-smart investment. And number five, your life insurance can provide a tax-smart charitable donation while you're alive or for your estate. My happy story today is about number four, insurance as an investment. 2 years ago, a client of mine sold his business for a lot of money. Now, we created a reliable, tax-efficient, lifelong income plan for him and his family. That, of course, took a chunk of his funds. They bought a property in Arizona, and some toys. Well, there was still a lot of money left over that he and his wife were just never going to spend. So he gave another chunk to his kids now, because they were both interested in leaving money to their children while they were alive, while the kids were younger and could really use it. That's called living will, and that's getting more and more popular these days. But after all of that, they still had a big chunk of investment money left. And he said, "Darren, okay, I can live with one-third of that money in high-quality, blue-chip, dividend-paying stocks like you always recommend. But I really hate the ups and downs in the market. I hate it that when China does something, it affects the value of my investments." So he wanted guarantees. I showed him insurance as an investment and GICs as an investment and compared the two of them. On a $500,000 investment in GICs, he would end with $1,098,000 at life expectancy age 90. That's an after-tax return of 4.3% for his beneficiaries. With a joint last-to-die insurance policies, his beneficiaries would receive $1.69 million tax-free. So that's an internal rate of return of 9.4%. Both those investments are guaranteed, but the insurance strategy would leave almost $600,000 more for his beneficiaries than GICs. So he was very happy with life insurance as an investment.
Yeah, the numbers give you double return. I think that's the way to look at it. It actually, insurance more than doubled his investment. 4.3 to 9.4. That's 8.6 to 9.4. That doubles his money.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not that it's really magic. It's that with an insurance policy, everything grows tax-free. But when you own GICs and other types of interest-bearing investments, each year the interest you receive is fully taxable. So the difference is primarily earning the money tax-free versus having to pay tax on the earnings.
So even though it's April 1st, you're not fooling when you say you help people invest tax-efficiently, because doubling your money, getting double the return, is definitely tax-efficiently.
It is. And as we always say, it's not what you make. It's what you keep.
So someone's listening there and thinking, well, I wonder how I can double that return if I would have my money in GICs. Are you going to work today?
I am, Marilyn. Going to work right after the show.
Okay. And if someone wants to speak to you, will you answer your phone?
I will.
Okay. Number?
416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. We're not fooling when Darren says he can show you how to make your money work tax efficiently. And I have learned from Darren that it never hurts to have a second opinion. You can look at the numbers, you can look at the path, take the map and see where it takes you. And if you like one path better than the other, you can make an informed decision. So our guru for money and investing tax efficiently is Darren Farwell, Senior Wealth Advisor of Scotia Wealth Management. He's offering to give you a complimentary consultation, which is really a really good conversation. I always enjoy talking to you and learning from you, Darren. So give him a call at 416-863-7501. Free coffee, free parking?
Anyone comes to visit the office always has free coffee and free parking. And on occasion, if I can fit it in the schedule, I'll actually go out to visit people. Quite often, we'll meet at a local bank branch, and we can talk there.
So the door is open. There's lots of alternatives. I'm not fooling when I say it's positive to examine your alternatives and be proactive, not reactive. So 416-863-7501. You don't know what you don't know. I'm quoting you again, Darren. And I look forward to learning more. I believe next week it's Leslie standing in for you. So I'll see you in a few weeks.
Okay. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. So Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl explains the benefits of drinking water, and then we're going to meet a renowned director of Immortal Chi, Eric Villeneuve, and hear about the performance that's coming to Flatow Markham Theatre April 20th to the 22nd. It's really amazing, and I think you'll love to learn what he's doing. I'm Marilyn Weston, and there's lots to learn right here from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And I can hardly wait to hear what we're going to learn today. So good morning, Dr. Betty, and welcome back.
Thank you, Marilyn. I actually want to talk about something very, very simple. And water is an important component of some of the detoxification programs that I do. And as you know, the human body is composed of about 75% water, and it's one of the most common and essential compounds in the body. Without sufficient water on a regular basis, actually, we become dehydrated, and it can affect our energy, our health, and longevity. It constantly needs to be replaced on a daily basis, and dry mouth or thirst are not really adequate signs of dehydration. We actually need water constantly, even if you don't feel thirsty. And I certainly emphasize that, especially for some of my older patients, because dehydration is very common in some of my seniors. Certainly, the benefits of water include stimulating the movement of the colon first thing in the morning, helps eliminate toxins, which we've talked about in the past. It really helps the body with absorption and metabolism of nutrients, of food, and it's really important for every cell of the body. And one of the things I do chat with patients, I know that we can go on to a long conversation about the type of water and what kind of water should I be drinking, what should I carry my water in, and this is something that I really go through a lot with my patients. But for those patients that are interested in learning more about detoxification and the benefits of water, they can give me a call at my clinic, Thornhill Naturopathic, and my phone number is 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
8 glasses of water a day?
Well, actually, it depends on how much you weigh.
Okay. So we have to determine that with your guidance. So if you wish to be guided through a detoxification and learn how much water is good for you, call Dr. Betty Rosendahl at 905-707-2001. A complimentary 15-minute consultation, either over the phone or in person, will get you started. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thanks so much.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
The following segment on From a Woman's Perspective is sponsored by today's guest, featured with Marilyn Weston.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And it's the first show of April, and I'm a firm believer in celebrating life's occasions and creating lifetime memories. And one of my favorite places to do that is Flatow Markham Theatre. The show Immortal Chi, A Warrior's Quest for Balance, will be at Flatow Markham Theatre Thursday, April 20th, to Saturday, April 22nd. I understand it's a performance that's not to be missed. And to give us some background and an idea of what to expect, we have the director of Immortal Chi, Eric Villeneuve, on the line. He's a director who's renowned for his large multimedia productions, including Cavalia. So good morning, Eric.
Hi, good morning.
What can we expect? What is this show about? It's an unusual subject matter.
Yes, Immortal Chi is in a mixture of different art form, including martial art like Kung Fu, but also music and with percussion, with drums, but also life form like the Tai Chi, where it's all these different disciplines are mixed together and blend to create, I hope, a sort of a new art form.
Well, you've been doing this for a while, and it's unusual because you're working and creating a show that is traveling even in China. So why do that?
Well, it's a long story, in fact, but it's starting 11 years ago, 12 years ago. We received a call from Shanghai Circus World, an agency, a Chinese agency called CPA, who supplied the artists for Cirque du Soleil. And their project was to create the first permanent show in Shanghai. What I did the year after, in 2005, and since that time, I have a good relationship with the agency related to the cultural affair of China. And they asked me 4 years ago to create a new ambassador for China about Kung Fu, because they were thinking maybe a foreigner could be better to explain for foreigner the culture of China.
So that's a big job on your shoulders, but I understand you've succeeded because this show is supposed to be something that no one has ever seen anything like it before. What is it like to work with Kung Fu masters and musicians and dancers and percussionists? What does it feel like, and is it a big challenge?
Yes, it's a big challenge, but it's also a fantastic privilege because to working with so high-skilled performer, if you regarding the musician or even the Kung Fu practitioner, with high skill. And it's, for a human, it's so fantastic to meet people who practice 10,000 times the same gesture to be really precise, to be really good, or many, many times the same rhythm to have a good, powerful sound from their drum. That's a privilege, in fact. Of course, it's taking a lot of patience because the slow process between the interpreter and the difference of culture. But over that, it's a fantastic privilege to work with so high-skilled people.
So it's taken you years to get this off the ground, and I guess you're traveling the world over presenting this. In your opinion, who do you think would best enjoy Immortal Chi, the production?
Well, that's a really 7 to 77 age show. It's about dance, it's about music, it's about life form, it's about a little bit spiritually, but it's also a story, just a big story, a simple story presented like on a theatrical form. In fact, that's a travel. It's a 1 hour and a half travel on another planet, a planet who you don't know. That means if you are a little bit curious, if you are a little bit touched by people who practice things since 5,000 years and always transmit that for generation and generation, if you are a little bit curious about that, you will be interested in the show.
So as always, Markham Theatre is going to have world-class entertainment, something you won't see at every street corner. It is a place to celebrate life's occasion and create lifetime memories, and this sounds like a special one. The show is Thursday, April 20th, Friday, April 21st, and Saturday, April the 22nd. Eric, thank you for explaining this show. It is something that I think we have to see to understand because it's an assemblage, mixed media, percussion, music, Tai Chi, and a story all put together in one. And I guess the language of entertainment will translate to every age group and to all nations. So I wish you well with the show, and I'm going to hope to get tickets to see this on April 20th. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's a wonderful place to go, Markham Theatre, totally accessible, free parking, world-class entertainment. The holidays are coming, and also birthdays and anniversaries, you can look forward. I have the Markham Theatre brochure. There is something for everyone at Markham Theatre, and this show definitely will exceed expectations. It's Immortal Chi, Thursday, April 20th, Friday, April 21st, Saturday, April 22nd. Something for everyone, something that will definitely create a lifetime memory for anyone who attends. And coming up, we're going to do the weather, a conversation with the happiness and fulfillment coach, Charles Hanna, author of Higher. And his objective is to help all of us achieve a happier and more fulfilling life. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and get it straight from a woman's perspective with me and my team right here exclusively on Zoomer Radio.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
As our parents age, we want them to remain in the home they love. At Retire at Home, we provide nurse-managed home care. Our services are flexible, our team is compassionate, and our care is tailored just for you. Get to know us, retireathome.com. For a free in-home consult, let us at Retire at Home get to know your care needs.
Reverse the signs of aging with the Reversa line of anti-aging products, Maryland's Canadian product of choice when it comes to skin maintenance and repair. Reversa products are recommended by Canadian dermatologists. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart. Tell them Maryland sent you.
Life isn't a race to see who gets to finish first. Slow down the aging process and return to a state of maximum vitality at Reverse Aging Clinic, where modern wellness technology works in harmony with healing methods dating back 1,000 years. Achieve optimal health and a youthful appearance using Venus Freeze. Learn how at reverseagingclinic.com.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And Immortal Chi is definitely going to be wonderful. And I was just thinking about it. It saves you the cost of a flight to China. So you can experience multimedia performance April 20th to the 21st and see the Chinese martial arts techniques combined with acrobatics, with weaponry, with music, and all sorts of other things. And you don't have to get on a plane. Eric Villeneuve is renowned for his unique spectacle performances. And to find out more about that, you can call their box office at 905-305-7469. That's Flatow Markham Theatre, 905-305-7469. And I do have the brochures at my store, Maryland's, and I'll be there all day. Happy to go through it with you. All you have to do is stop by before 3 o'clock. Now, at 9 after the news, the Garden Show is going to follow, as usual, with Charlie Dobbin and Frank Proctor. And it's getting closer and closer to time we could be golfing here. But if you want to golf in the December, January, February months, then Club Link is the answer. It's a one membership, more golf, because they have 43 locations, Ontario, Quebec, and Florida. And all you have to do is call them to find out more about their special packages. 1-800-661-1818. That's 1-800-661-1818. Clublink.ca. They are Canada's largest golf club owner and operator since 1993. They do it right, and if you love golf like I do, here's a way you can golf 12 months of the year. And generally speaking, we look at outside at the weather, and I can see now that it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 2 degrees. And it's going to reach a high of 9, a low of plus 2 tonight, and tomorrow a high of 14 with a mix of sun and cloud. And as I glance forward during the week, we have double digits on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Monday we're reaching a high of 9. So spring is in the air, and golf weather will soon be here. But if you're interested in feeling cheerful from your heart and not worrying whether the sun is shining. It can shine in your mind, because we have a happiness and fulfillment coach right here on From a Woman's Perspective. His name, Charles Hanna. He's been a member of our team now for just a month, but I've learned so much in that month, Charles. So I welcome you to the show. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Now, you've explained how it's our cardinal duty to take care of ourselves first, and you've encouraged us to find meaning and beauty in our lives and to seek company to do that. But I've had calls because you talked about perception disorder, and I guess a couple of people wanted you to elaborate on that. So perhaps we could start our conversation today and use it as a jumping off point and talk about what is a perception disorder and how it develops.
Sure. Anyways, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I'm really enjoying it quite a bit.
And I'm enjoying learning.
Yeah, that's great. I'm getting less and less nervous, too. I'm always nervous when I get into a radio situation live.
You shouldn't be nervous. You can speak your thoughts. So let's get back to perception disorder. What is it?
Perception disorder is really at the center of the way we feel about life. It's just the way we look at it. And we've all heard many times, life is just what you make of it and how you look at it. Perception disorder that I speak about is when your ego is so large that you look at everything from your standpoint. Now, a lot of people think that ego is being egotistical and you think better, you know, you're better than anybody else and you expect things to be done for you. But that's not it at all. What ego is when you think you are different. You're just, nobody's like you. And sometimes you think you're worse than everybody else or better than everybody else. But the bottom line is that you feel isolated, like you're not part of like everybody else. And when you are in that stage, then you start taking responsibility that you have to change things for yourself, you have to do things for yourself. And life is very difficult. You cannot control it. You cannot manage it. You cannot, you know, predict it. So when you're in that stage where you feel like you are responsible for yourself and responsible for what's happening, you're in a place of anxiety. So you're always kind of afraid, why did this happen to me? And how can I control this in the future? And all of a sudden you become busy in your mind and worry and so on. And you miss life, which is magnificent.
So you've explained how to develop. How do we deal with it?
Okay, so how it developed, I don't know if you want me to talk about how it starts in us as children.
Well, you're the teacher and you're the happiness and fulfillment coach, so you drive.
Okay, we all have it. It starts in childhood. It just happens to different extents. I have, for example, my daughter, she's 13 years old, and I was talking to her the other day, and she says, you know, Daddy, the one thing I hear more than anything else in school is a girl would be in the washroom and would say, you know, like, I really have, you know, I look fat and ugly. And then the next one would say, you think you're ugly? I am so ugly. I'm this and that. She says, you know, you hear more than anything else people putting themselves down, which is really quite sad. Children at a young age don't know who they are. They don't have a place in the world. And when they get a bad experience or a good experience, they tend to think it's because of they are good or bad or good looking and so on. So as children, if we are not loved enough and we don't feel like we really belong, and when we do even something that's good, we don't feel like it's because we are amazing, but it's actually, you know, we're like everybody else. They tend to grow with that self-centered perspective, and that's where the ego comes in. So they either feel like they're better, they're worse, and so on, they don't belong. So one of the ways to do that is you want to get out of yourself as much as possible, because when you look at life from a higher perspective, you realize we're all in this together. We all suffer through bad times. We all have good times. And it's not to our credit or things to be ashamed of. And you feel like you belong. And therefore, in that case, there is a sense of inclusion and happiness. And when you're there, you're free to enjoy life. Remember that saying where everybody says, children is the most beautiful stage in life. Well, in reality, every stage in life is beautiful. And one of the things, for example, that I find, old age is one of the most beautiful phases in life. And most people miss it because of this perception issue.
So we have to work on socializing, because you talked about that last week, so we aren't just listening to our own voice.
That's right. So socializing is one aspect, because the more you talk to people and the more you share your feelings, the more you realize that other people feel the same way. You're not as bad as you think. There are so many times when I felt like guilty about something that I have done, or I feel shamed about something that I've done, and I share it with other people. And then all of a sudden I realize, wait a second, they point out things that were good about what I've done, And I don't feel so much like different or as isolated. So definitely socializing is a big part of it.
So how else can someone deal with anxiety and depression and addiction besides just dealing with this perception disorder and socializing?
There are a couple of other ways that are very important. One of them is something I refer to in the book as an inner child meditation. And then the other thing also is to have a connection with a higher power of some sort, like either through you believe in God or you believe in spirituality, whatever it is. That's really important.
So what's inner child meditation?
Okay. Inner child meditation is a way of actually picking up where you left off as a child. Like if you're not parented enough into this love, you can actually do it as an adult. And all of us have different parts of us. You know, sometimes when you feel something is right, but you can't help yourself and you do something different and you're conflicted within yourself. And sometimes you can give advice to other people, but somehow you cannot take it yourself. Inner child meditation is amazing in that it separates those parts in you. So what it is, it's not when you meditate and you don't think. In fact, you are visualizing. And when I do a meditation, I visualize that I'm meeting myself when I'm 5 years old. And what happens is magic happened at that time. All of a sudden, like, I feel the emotions in the child. And if I'm upset about something, or if I'm ashamed, or if I'm angry, or if I'm frustrated, the child is that way. And all of a sudden, I find myself being very caressing to the child. And, for example, if you had a fight with somebody, I will never tell my child, for example, take revenge and say that back to her and do this and fight for yourself and so on. I would never tell that to my daughter, for example. Instead, I would tell her, let her understand that this has nothing to do with her and how she should be patient and loving and so on. So in my meditation, I tell that to myself. And I end up resolving my issues in a way that's very loving and mature, as opposed to if I was to just think about it, I'll have this anxiety inside me and I tend to act out of anger and so on.
So basically, as I see it, you're talking about perception disorder and correcting it by socializing with others and talking outside of yourself. And if you're going to talk to yourself to deal with anxiety and depression and addiction, you talk to your inner child. So you're really talking to yourself, but you're talking to a self that has a fresh perspective and that will help you deal with the now.
Yeah, it's beautiful because in that meditation, you can go to an experience that happened in the past, even as a child, or let's say with your partner that hurt you or with a friend, and then you resolve that with your child and help them deal with it. So you can deal with past issues and you can deal with current issues.
And you mentioned dealing with a higher perspective, and I'm talking to you as the happiness and fulfillment coach of the show, but you're also the author of the book Higher, and these thoughts and direction and stories, your biographical story is meshed in this book Higher. Where is it available?
Anywhere you can buy it online, anywhere you can buy it from
your
store.
Yes, I have signed copies, I know. I hate to sound so self-serving, so I wanted to know the wider world of where it can. So it can be everywhere, and it can be at my store, Maryland's. I have signed copies of Charles Hanna's book, which is called Higher. And just, I have so many questions for you, and I know you're coming weekly, but maybe we could just finish with this thought of the inner child meditation and socialization. If we are encountering challenges in our lives, do you feel that they have a purpose? Or I've read the books, so I have an ulterior motive here with the conversation, but what do you think?
Well, I think that's a really good point, and it's a good time, good way to finish this. I'll give you an example. With my daughter, for example, whenever I ask her to do something, she doesn't like it. If I try to control her or protect her, she doesn't like it. But I try to explain it to her. And the only time my child will really accept that advice is if she trusts me, trusts my judgment, and she knows that I love her. This is why it's really important to have a connection with a higher power. Because then what you realize is when challenges happen in your life, it's actually life trying to tell you and protect you from things. But if we don't know that, we always think it's obstructing us. It's interfering with our plans. But in fact, life is telling you, wait, stop. This is not good for you. So it's all a matter of attitude. And I find that the pain from challenges is really the way I feel about it. It's not the actual challenge itself. Challenge is actually life's direction telling you, stop and fix this. This is not the right way to do it. And it could be somebody that hurts you. It could be something bad that happened. And I talk in the book about how to deal with challenges in a way that really improves your life after that and being positive and feeling loved as a result of it, as opposed to being scared and bitter from it.
Well, the book is not a 5-year read. So if someone wants to learn beyond just the few minutes that we have on this show, the book is called Higher. And it's written by our happiness and fulfillment coach, Charles Hanna. And it's charles@higherbook.com. If you wish to email questions, because obviously we don't have hours to spend on the air, just delving into this idea of how we sort out our lives and achieve happiness and fulfillment. So if you wish to reach Charles, just email him at charles@higherbook.com. And you'll get an explanation of how you can achieve a higher and fulfill your best purpose in your life. And I guess we have to sort of call this to an end. I have a whole list of questions here because I've read the book, Charles. You'll join us again next week?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it is possible to brighten your days and to brighten your mind and to live a happy and fulfilling life. There are steps and paths that can take you there, and maybe it's something that your mom and dad didn't tell you. So if you want to explore that possibility, all you have to do is ask for the book Higher by Charles Hanna. And if you ask me, I'll have a signed copy at my store, Maryland's, today between 10 and 3. Charles, thank you for joining us today. I always learn something from you, and I look forward to learning more. And I said, if you wish to have a question for, if you have a question for Charles, charles@higherbook.com, or you can call me and I will email it for you. Some people don't have computers, and they should really explore that idea. I met a lady at an event just recently, and she's in her late 70s, and she says, I don't have even a cell phone. So I introduced her to Ryan Taylor of Computers Made Easy, and soon she'll be able to email you, Charles. So charles@higherbook.com, the book Higher. It is possible to lift your spirits and move your life in a fulfilling and happy direction. All you have to do is ask the right expert. And right here, it's Charles Hanna. So look forward to speaking to you next week, Charles, and learning more. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Marilyn.
So I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And in a moment, we'll speak to Lori Bell, who's on the road, and she'll have a happy story. And then, as usual, Daniel Wiskin is going to talk about a happy story and how the world can be a better place through his business, Total Access Center. So stay here and enjoy Zoomer Radio.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit FemRenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
People who don't know a thing about computers make the best students. Maybe you just haven't found the right teacher. Call Computers Made Easy for one-on-one computer lessons in your own home, starting with how you turn it on. Computers Made Easy. Phone 647-990-3279.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And on the road today is Lori Bell, who's Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she's definitely doing that, I believe, today. She's our senior move manager, and she's always got a smile on your face. I miss seeing you opposite me today, Lori.
I miss coming in, but I wanted to help out someone today, so to try and make things go well for them. When we spoke last week, we were talking about some tips when planning your upcoming move. And I mentioned about choosing to work with someone who's skilled in the emotional as well as the practical. It's a big upheaval for people, especially moving from a house to a condo or a retirement residence when they're in their 70s, 80s, 90s. But I'm not in the studio this morning because I'm helping out a realtor who I work with quite a bit. And this realtor recommended me to her clients, as did the marketing manager at the retirement residence where her clients moved to. But the clients never called me, and they decided to go with someone else to help them make that move. And the company moved them, all right, happened last week, but they didn't look at the big picture for the clients. So the realtor had spoken about having everything out of the house because it really, you know, neither one of these folks had been too well over the last few years, and things had kind of gotten away from them. So they basically wanted, the realtor wanted to show it in its best possible light and get everything out. So the company that the clients used didn't do that. They just moved what the client was taking with them. So everybody was scrambling, and I put together a dream weekend team to help them clear this house and arrange for a junk pickup for things in the garage and get everything up for donation out of the house today. So it was a scramble, and I think it put extra stress on the client, put extra stress on the realtor, and really, frankly, me, because that wasn't what I was going to do, but I wanted to make sure that everybody stayed smiling through the transition.
So it's very nice of you, and I guess it puts a move in perspective. It's planning. It's knowing exactly that you're going to leave a house empty and clean so that if your house closes, the people can move in and be happy that they've dealt with you, and it takes that pressure off. You're actually taking that emotional load off of their back by doing that. So a happy story, happy for them that they know you and that this realtor was able to call you in, Lori.
Well, and I'm happy to help because you do want it to go seamlessly for everyone. And there's a lot of moving parts to this. It's not just about making the move itself. And sometimes, as you know, I arrange online auctions for people. I'm actually doing it, in another week or two for another client. And just the difference in situation of having them so organized and knowing what they're going to be doing and knowing they're going to be able to sell a few of their things instead of a last-minute scramble is better for everyone.
So if someone wants to speak to you because they're anticipating a move and they want to do the A to Z of it and leave no stone unturned, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106. And I'm happy to provide a free consultation to any one of your clients, Marilyn,
listeners. So continue with your good deed, Lori. I know that you do everything so that nobody has to break a fingernail when they're moving. So I know your team will do a good job. Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, Moving Seniors with a Smile. And if you wish to look at her website, it's movingseniorswithasmile.ca. And if you wish to speak to her, a complimentary consultation, a cup of tea, a conversation that will give you the comfort to know that you can look after, have everything looked after for you and with you. 416-697-8106. Have a great day, Lori, and see you next week in studio.
You too, Marilyn. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So, smiling at me instead of Lori Bell, and as well as Lori Bell, is Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. And he has a happy story, I can tell, because you're glowing, Daniel. So, you must have had a great week.
I have had a great week. I want to tell you about a client that I've just recently finished doing business with. This lady had a stroke about a month ago, and she went into a rehab center, and that's where I first met her. At the rehab center, we started talking about all the possibilities that we can do to her bathroom because she did need renovations. She has a big walk-in tub right now, and that's not going to work for her long term. So she wanted us to take this tub out and replace it with a shower. But the shower she wanted, because she was told once this rehab is over with, she's going to be in a walker and she'll still be able to walk. She'll be okay. But she wanted a 4-inch lip built, like a 4-inch curb built on her new shower. And we had arguments back and forth of the positives and the negatives because she lives in a condo and she's worried about water trickling out if the floor was all level. And I said, listen, you know, long term, if you're going to need a commode chair to get inside your shower, you can't have a step. And she said, don't worry about it. I'm fine. I'm going to be able to walk. I won the argument and we went with a curbless shower system. So that means you can actually roll right into it. She got released from the hospital a couple weeks ago and she got home. And she started using the shower that we built for her. And there's no step on the shower. There's a regular chair in it. And she's still having trouble getting inside a shower that has no lip. And her occupational therapist came over and she said, you know what? Client's name's Maureen. She said, you need to have a wheeled walk-in commode shower. You need a commode shower chair. So I had to go out of my way. I rushed to get this product for her and brought it to her OT so she can assess the situation. And now this client can comfortably take a shower because she's going to be wheeled in to her actual shower as opposed to stepping in and using the chair herself. So I was able to avoid so many conflicts that would come down the road, because if I would have built that step that she's talking about, there's no way you could get a chair in there. So it turned out to be a real happy story, and she's thrilled with what I've recommended.
So you offered her the big picture.
Right.
You convinced her to go for the big picture, and in the end, there's no regrets and if onlys. And I've heard many if onlys with people who come to the Total Access Center at 200 Spadina. People come in and say, if only I'd seen this before, if only I'd known. So you change that for Maureen. She isn't going to have if any if onlys. And I guess the people listening, that's our intent for everyone on my team. Don't have if onlys. Get the information, look at the big picture, and make informed decisions so that you know that you're thinking of everything, the A to Z of it, not just the little frame. It's like Lori and her mover. If they leave the garbage in the garage, somebody has to clean it up and somebody has to pay for it. And that should have been planned for in advance. So that happy story makes me happy. What else do you have for us today?
So a couple days ago, I got invited to a retirement home, and we were talking about walkers. So I actually am able to do walker clinics if you either have a retirement home or you're just by yourself and you have questions about how to actually function with the walker, how to use it properly, if you need it to be fixed. You're able to actually come down to our showroom at 200 Spadina Avenue, and I could actually help you out, try to fix your current walker, and actually teach you, and you can learn about how to use it properly.
What were some of the things that you found were wrong with the walkers that you looked at this walker clinic?
So many of them, the brakes were actually worn out where they're not even working properly right now. So you actually push down on your brakes and the wheels don't stop. And a lot of the people were surprised that the function wasn't working. So we're able to replace those and make it very easy for you to work with. Also, the back straps, a lot of them were broken and they weren't functioning properly. So if you're sitting back, it's actually doing more harm for you because you're not sitting up straight. So they need to be nice and tight, and we fixed a few of those. It's just a couple screws sometimes that you can, tighten up, or you have to replace the back, but it's easy to do. And what else did we look at? Actually, the height of your actual walker and the position of your arms. Some of them were so low, it's doing harm to you. The walker is supposed to be able to help you, so you need to have the correct positioning so you're not doing harm to your back or your arms, and that's something that I can do for you and adjust accordingly.
So you're offering this walker adjusting clinic to groups and organizations, and what about if someone's just at home and they have a walker and they're needing some tweaking, it isn't right, what will you do for them?
You know what, I would couple it with a total home safety check, Marilyn. So if they were to give me a call and they wanted an assessment of their entire home to look at the different areas, such as the bathrooms that I'm talking about, or your kitchen, or even entering your home, maybe you need some extra railings around the house, I could come out and at the same time, I could look at your walker and see if you need any adjustments, see how you're using it, see how you're actually walking with it, because I'm surprised with how many people actually don't walk with the walker properly and they end up doing harm to themselves, and that's not what it's for.
So what are you going to charge for this home visit?
What do you think I should charge?
Well, now you're doing your total home safety check, which was $89.95, and you're adding in the walker clinic. Are you going to charge more? Like,
no,
well,
I would keep it the same. It's an $89.95 assessment. For today, the first caller will get that for free. So I'll come out, I'll do an assessment of your home, and I'll also assess your walker at the same time. But I would keep it at the same price since I'm already at the home, so we could tackle both of them at the same time.
And if someone wants to bring the walker to you, I guess they have to set a time with you. You can't just wheel into the Total Access Center.
Yeah, it would be better if they just gave me a call just to set it up and make sure I'm there with the right tools and the right parts for you, depending on what you need.
So for a total home safety check for free, you need to call Daniel to be the first caller at 647-206-6409. And if you wish to visit the Total Access Center and bring a walker and have it adjusted and assessed, then you still need to reach Daniel because you have to set a date and time for that, 647-206-6409. And I guess we should be clear, the Total Access Center is on the second floor at 200 Spadina Avenue, but there is an elevator, the bathroom is totally accessible, and the space is totally accessible.
That's right. And you get to see all the products that we have on display. display, including the accessories for your actual walker. I mean, there's walker trays available. There's cane holders for your walker. There's cup holders for the walker. There's so many add-ons to make your life easier, because there's nothing worse than having your walker in one hand and a cane in the other, or having your walker in one hand and a coffee in the other.
So basically, you're there to show people the upgrades that you can add to a walker.
Right.
To help them tweak their walkers so that they're safe and the brakes work and all the things that are supposed to be doing a job are doing it properly, including the person using it.
Exactly.
And what if someone has an OT and they're considering buying a walker? Are there options or is there just one brand?
No, it's great to meet with us both so we can assess what's best for you. There's more than one brand. There's many brands, but a couple of them stand out from the pack.
And what about money matters? How much does it cost for a walker?
So sometimes it's actually covered through a program ADP, but walkers range from about $200 to $415.
So if there's funding, will you help people put that through?
Yes, absolutely. I can help you walk through the steps.
And what about renovation funding? Are you good for that too?
Absolutely. There's a few options out there, and we can go through it and see if your income meets it and disability meets the criteria.
So your cell number?
647-206-6409.
Total Access Center. You can visit me and you can visit Daniel today between 10 and 3. And I'm going to remind you that next week the Bra Clinic is happening at my store, Maryland's, and you can call me for any information you like. Plus, you can book an appointment for the Bra Clinic if that's your inclination, and that will help you understand what a bra can do for you. As the wardrobe doctor, I suggest you try one because it makes the difference when you have a good bra on and your clothing. Your posture is better too. So 416-504-6777 for all things to do with the Wardrobe Doctor in Maryland's and for all things to do with From a Woman's Perspective. Just ask for Marilyn at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Sebastian, for the reminder. Thank you all for listening. Next Saturday, we're going to talk women's and men's health with Dr. Faye Weisberg and Dr. Ron Mayer, and also trichologist Caroline Ruggiero will be in, so we'll talk hair and scalp. So please plan to join me, Marilyn Weston, and my team and empower yourself from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. All the best to you. Have a good week until we speak again right here. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.